Hey, peace and love, my listeners. I know it's been a minute, and I had surgery. I had to get surgery on my left foot, on my pinky toe. So, you know, I don't want to get caught up in all that. But, you know, it's been a minute, so I had to give myself time. And I know on here, if you follow me, I always talk about how vital it is to give yourself that time and space and whatever you need to, you know, do what you have to do. So I do definitely don't feel bad when I take the time much needed to myself to get back to myself, whether it's healing or, you know, whatever I'm dealing with. So, you know, I'm selfish when it comes to that. But however, whatever, moving forward. So, provoke thought. I want to give you guys a little bit of info of why I named this podcast Provoke Thought. I named this podcast Provoke Thought because, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to invoke just different thinking outside of what the norm is. So at the end of the day, that kind of leaves me to be able to touch on just any topic I can delve off into. So I didn't kind of put myself in a box when I did what I did. So trust me, I knew what I was doing. There was much thought into it because it's mine. I love it, but I love my listeners too. And I hope that I can give you guys something. But today, I want to use, this episode with me, coming back in, with linking power to purpose, to propel forward. You know what I mean? So I'm going to kind of get down to the nitty gritty, and I want to tell my listeners a little bit about myself. The last episode I did with, Charlene, you know, she was an advocate for self-help and things of that nature over in Toronto, in Canada, and giving her a big shout out. Thank you, Charlene, because at the same time, while you were on the show, you also inspire not just the listeners, but me as well. Anyhow, yeah. So getting back to that, I kind of wanted to give the listeners a little bit more about me, more in depth about me, where I come from, why the spirituality thing, why I done the podcast, why am I here. So, and like I said, again, I want to link power to purpose to propel to move forward for you and even myself. But at the end of the day, how I want to start it off with is one thing I hate to share is the fact that I have panic attacks and anxiety, and I do. It is horrible for anybody that knows what it is. Panic attacks, anxiety, and then social anxiety, and then with that can come with depression. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is not a mental illness that I was born with. I went through domestic violence, my first love, and the first time being out the home, becoming a mommy and all that stuff type first love. But I went through domestic violence for 12 years. So the result of that was panic attacks and anxiety, you know, because at the end of the day, I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And, you know, how they kind of summed it up for me was, you know, like a person that went to war, Desert Storm or something like that. And when they come back, you know, they're traumatized by the experience of, you know, what they experienced or what they seen or however, whatever. So, you know, just to make that clear. And I'll say this, I'll open the door to this. You know, when I was younger, free-spirited kid, come from a great background, great family. My grandmother, who was just the head, the matriarch, she was amazing. Wow, I never will probably ever see a woman like her. So I'm so glad to be raised by her and to have a lot of the traits that, as far as her teachings and what she left me with. So, you know, that is, oh my gosh, I can't, there's no way that I can express it enough for you to even understand. However, you know, growing up, like I said, I had a great childhood. I know, and I'm going to be touching on a few things that might be a little touchy for the listeners, but you know, get through it, and hear it out. And you know what I'm saying? Get something from it through me. You know what I'm saying? The God in me. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, I remember, you know, being a kid, and there was some kids that moved into the neighborhood, whatever. I started hanging out with them. And long story short, one particular at this home or whatever I frequented at, I remember always being told that when I got older, I was going to be so pretty, so beautiful, and just all this stuff. I'm probably going to have so many boyfriends. And I would hear that so much, like, as a kid. I didn't care about that. I didn't even know, like, what are they talking about? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, because I was such a tomboy. I wouldn't try to hear none of that. I was like, what are you talking about? I want to go run, play marbles, and stop cars. And, however, you know, the particular older person that was there, I remember, you know, being told that a lot, like, oh, when you get older, you're going to be so pretty, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. And I remember, you know, one day he say, you know, when you get older and get a boyfriend, I'm probably 7 or 8. When you get older and you get a boyfriend, how are you going to kiss the boys? Me thinking nothing of it, because they were really close to the family. And I was like, I'm going to kiss the boys like this, and I kissed the old man on the cheek. You know what I'm saying? And sorry about that. That's my TV going. Anyway, you know, I kissed the man on the cheek, and then he turned around and was like, no, you got to kiss him like this. And he tried to kiss me in my mouth, and he was only able to get a little bit of tongue in before I backed up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm young, but I knew, like, that ain't it. Like, something's wrong with that. You know what I mean? And it never happened again, because, you know, I had sense enough to know, even though, like, my parents, you know, sometimes in the Black community, we don't do that. We don't ask our kids, talk to our kids. Kids don't feel comfortable. We don't have the guidance and the guidelines of how to do this or that or whatever. But, you know, I knew better than that. I backed up, kind of was like, whoa, never happened again, because I never went back in the house. I played in the yard, yes. But I never went back in the house. But one thing I never did was share that with my guardians, my parents, whatever. However, whatever, moving forward. Not, you know what I'm saying? That was what it was. Now, you know, and then I always was, I was such an active kid. So, you know, there was a community center where I used to walk to all the time. Arcades, foosball. And I'm still good in foosball. Don't ever play. I will get you. I'm very good in foosball. I love it. Anyhow, you play pool, workout, basketball. They had like a color guard or drill team and stuff like that. So you come and, you know, watch games or whatever. But it was a community place, Martin Luther King Center for the kids. Now, I used to leave my home and walk to the park. Now, when I would walk to the park, you know what I'm saying, nothing. It was always cool. One particular day, I walked by the park, take my usual little route, you feel me? And passed the gate where the old man usually sit outside. You know what I mean? And I remember this particular day, oh, come on over here. You feel me? And I didn't think nothing of it, because, I mean, it was a community, a block. Everybody knew each other. However, whatever. You know, I walk into the gate and just see what the man want. And he asked me, you want a dollar? I said, yeah. So he said, okay. I used to sit outside. And I walked through the gate, whatever. He told me, well, sit on my lap real quick. And I didn't feel comfortable with that, because my grandma didn't play stuff like that in our home. Like, we didn't, you know, my grandpa was great, love everything, but we just didn't sit on people's laps and stuff like that. That's just how I was taught. Anyway, I sat on his lap, whatever. He gives me the dollar, but while he's giving me the dollar, he touched me my private part. I get up. You know what I'm saying? I get up, like, you know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm still, shit, 7. Excuse the language, though. It might be a little explicit, 7 or 8. And, you know, I got up and I just kind of left the yard and proceeded on to the Martin Luther King Center and went on about my day again. Another situation, being young, that I didn't bring to my guardians or my parents or anything like that. So, you know, I'm saying all this to just say this, you know, about just breaking down the dynamics of who I am and how did I get here. So at the end of the day, still nothing that really traumatized me took me away from too much of nothing. You know, I didn't take too much from me. You know what I mean? And but still remember, you know what I mean? However, growing up being a teenager, you know, as a teen, I was a little rebellious, whatever. And, you know, I grew up without a mom, so the 80s crack era, you know, the heroin era before that, 70s, kind of hit my mom, pulled her, and, you know, sucked the life out of her very early. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, it was very, you know, kind of rebellious and things of that nature. I felt like I wasn't really understood and really heard out and, you know what I mean? And just kind of influenced by my peers a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, got to hanging with people, going to parties and this and that. And I happened to get raped twice. You know what I mean? For once by a Caucasian male. And, you know what I mean? I ended up getting out of the car. I was able to get out of the car and run. And, you know, the headlights are looking for me. You know what I'm saying? As far as, because I was able to get out of the car or whatnot. So, you know, they're driving the car to fix the headlights to find me. And I'm dipping through bushes and all kind of stuff. Mind you, I'm like 15 or 16 at this time. So, you know, that's a lot. Anyway, I managed to get away, whatever. And that was that. Never seen a person again in my life. Now, the second time was, you know, with a Hispanic male. Just thinking I knew it all and I had all the answers. And that was a big girl in real life. Being a teenager, you're not a big girl. So, you know, I happened to get in this guy's car and we're talking this and that. And I have no idea why I even got in the car. But one thing led to another and I was overpowered. And, you know, at the end of the day, the end result was, you know, I was raped. And that was devastating. And mind you, again, in the Black community, there's a lot of things that we don't talk about. So when I dealt with that, I kind of dealt with that on my own. Processed it on my own, picked up the pieces and did the healing on my own. So I really, I you know, one thing I'm certain of as far as being a person, an individual, I know that I'm totally strong. I never questioned my strength. I've been through a lot and I carry it pretty well. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. However, let's see. I never had seen that individual again until one day there was a knock midday on the door and this guy's coming in to speak with a family member, a Hispanic guy, and I'm a grandfather. And it was just weird to be like, wow, that is that guy. So I'm sitting in the living room just kind of like, whoa, I'm in my own home, but I'm stuck like a deer in headlights, like, what the hell is going on? Like I said, 15 or 16, and I'm processing all these feelings and emotions because I don't know how to deal. I've never been taught that, nothing. I was just kind of like, whoa. But I was raised by good people, so my common sense is impeccable. You know what I mean? So I have to say that. Anyhow, man, you know, but that was a lot. So, you know, they spoke, and mind you, I'm still in observation, like, whoa. You know, my grandpa leaves the head back to his room and, you know, he's telling the guy to go ahead and see his way out. And as he's seeing his way out, mind you, I'm the only one in the living room at this point. And as the guy's leaving, he tells me to take it sleazy. Right there, boom, lets me know he remembers who I am. But at the end of the day, I don't know how fault was placed on me. You grown, bruh. In real life, I am a teenager. In real life. You understand what I'm saying? So that, I'm going to just tell you, those words stuck with me for such a long time that it's crazy. And I placed that blame on myself for a long time as well. Just by those nasty words. But really, he had some nerve. You know what I mean? Just, you know, just thinking back, you know what I mean? So, however, whatever, you know, I went through a phase where I was just trying to process things and understand things and, you know, just all this stuff. However, whatever, I come into being a woman. I go to school for accounting, graduate, and come home and land a wonderful job at a science company. And I was my own boss, so that was amazing. And I think that's kind of why I was led into spirituality, or why it kind of makes sense a little bit, because I worked at that job for like 4 years. And mind you, I ran it. So I was the boss. So I understand a little bit of things as far as science go. Now, I'm no expert, but I do understand some things. So now, you know, moving forward, now that I'm here, as far as spirituality, metaphysics, anthropology, the universe, the world, behaviors, people, species, DNA, DEA, just so much, I'm able to, piece together, you know, put two and two the middle and things kind of make sense. So, you know, it's, for me, it's relatively easy how I could have arrived here where I'm at today. You know what I'm saying? And it's a great place. I love it. Like, it's, I learned so much things and I'm so inquisitive on so much. However, I learned a job, wonderful job. Like I said, science company. And, you know, meet a guy, fall head over heels in love, and start experiencing domestic violence within the first year. Mind you, after the first year, let me correct that, because I always like to give truth, promote truth, period. Man, that relationship lasted for 12 years, but it was a lot of domestic violence, so I went through a lot of different things, a lot. And the last time I ever really seen the individual, you know, as far as tangibly, it's like see him, touch him, whatever, in front of my face, was that, you know, an encounter where things really got bad and my life could have been ended this particular day, like literally in real life. And maybe that was in the intent, because sometimes, you know, in those type of situations, there's raging minds. So sometimes accidents could happen. And, you know, looking back, I can see that situation where an accident could have easily happened. But, you know, that's at the end of the day when you have a purpose and, you know, that's just not how it's supposed to be for you. It doesn't happen that way. And, you know, I say that because it just didn't happen that way. My life could have been in it and I'm still here. So, you know what I mean? However, after the aftermath of that, it was hard picking up the pieces because I was completely shattered. And not by just that, you know, I found out there was another baby. And, you know, so that would be another woman. And now I'm in my early, almost mid-20s. And it was heartbreaking. It was like, oh, whoa. And then especially to finally speak to her. And then knowing that there was a whole separate life going on for at least 3 to 4 years. That was a lot. That was a lot. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, man. And then also, you know, with her, she had a health condition that is very detrimental. And, you know, I don't want to really put her business out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Because I respect people's privacy at the same time. But, you know, she shared that with me. So, you know, of course, on my end, I was kind of like, oh, my gosh, like, what's happening? So my world was spiraling and spinning at one time. And it's just like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? And we had to become, me and her had to become each other's strength, which is crazy. You know, we were both leaning on each other for support in some kind of way. You know, to be real, I have to say I thank her. Because she answered so many things for me. And, you know, even things that hurt, you know, I had to have an understanding of, you know what I mean, just everything. You know what I mean? And you know, just speaking with her, she gave me everything that I needed, you know, to even pick up a little bit of strength to move forward. You know what I mean? So I'll always respect her for that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was a lot. However, moving forward, you know, this is now at this point where from that relationship or my anxiety, panic attacks, and social anxiety comes. And then, you know, naturally with those things, excuse me, anxiety or depression follows with that, right? So I've been dealing with that. Now, that's been over 15 years ago. But mind you, I've still been dealing with that. You know, it's been something that I have not been able to shake all the way, right? But it's just crazy because, mind you, I still have the anxiety and panic attacks. But now that I'm understanding myself a little bit more and just understanding life and things and circumstances, you know, I'm kind of able to sometimes get control over it and not allow my anxiety and stuff to be a dominance in my life. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'll say this though, you know, every morning that I wake up, my anxiety wakes up too and be like, "Hey, boo." And I'll be like, "Oh, my God." And, you know, we have to bring some humor to it. We do. Because, like I said, you know, you always turn your pain into a passion and pain into prosperity. You know what I'm saying? So, however, whatever. You know, and I've been going through a few things up and down on a personal, too, outside of the healing. But, you know, I don't recommend any medications. You know me, I'm really a natural freak. I love everything about just natural stuff. What God said is out here. Or the creator is out here. What's available to us, what has seeds, just the natural stuff. And please stop acting like that. It's out of the norm. Anyway. But, man. But like I said, you know, if you need to take their medicine or the medicines, take the medicines and, you know, however, but I don't, condone, you know, I don't want to say condone it, but you know, I'm not for it, but respect it. You know what I'm saying? Cause I've been there and done that. And no, I don't like nothing messing with my psyche. Cause at the end of the day, you got to really look at the ingredients and look at that stuff. Like, I don't want to be altered, changed in no type of way. You just, and then that deals with the psyche. And like I said, within studies, like I teach myself about that too. I'm not playing. I don't be playing with nothing. I love information. I mean that. But like I said, you know, here of lately, the anxiety has been, you know, kind of a lot. And being that, you know, I've been emotional and stuff like that, it's just been kind of hard to shake a little bit. And, you know, meditation, walks, just nature, crystals, loved ones, supportive loved ones, unconditional, you know, the ones that love you unconditional with no conditions and things of that nature. You know, those are always helpful things, and melatonin, just other things like, however, you know, I had some herb and I had to smoke the herb, and it was really crazy because, man, I hit the herb, right? And I was cool for a minute. Indica is what I really, because with my anxiety, that's what I usually lean to. Sativa would probably give me a heart attack in real life. But indica, so, you know, I have a preference. You know, because I like to take care of me, and I never want to cause myself, like, any harm or crazy stuff like that. Like, oh, my God, I took this, and I got anxiety. No, I really be looking into stuff to really know, like, what's suitable for me, for real. Like, that's what you do, right? Anyway. So, yeah. You know, I hit the herbs or whatever, and I didn't have anxiety, but then here the anxiety came. And then no anxiety. And then it came. Scary, right? No anxiety. And then here it came, right? And I had to sit there, you know, and usually I will freak my own self out. Like, oh my God, something's happening type thing, right? But I was like, nah. I told myself, whatever this is, write it out. You know, so when the anxiety comes, pay attention to your thought patterns, what they are. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10, it's negative thinking. It's fear. It's things that other people have said about you, whether they're true or not. That you hold, you know what I'm saying? And just things of that nature. Cause you know, the world can be unkind, you know what I'm saying? And every day is not topsy turvy, but you know, once I was laying there, I was in a bed, and you know, I start gathering all those feelings regardless of what the triggers, you know what I'm saying? All the bad things I've been called, or people that said bad things to me growing up, just, you know, everything, you know, because sometimes we hold those things. We don't forget. I don't give a damn what's going on. We don't forget anything, especially when we've experienced something. So I had to start paying attention to those thought patterns. And I really was like, see what they are and succumb to that. And then figure out why, you know what I'm saying, and what you can do. And what are the positives you can pull and what negatives or trash you can leave right there and get them out the way. But start processing those thoughts. And I did. And man, yo, I can say I ended up going to sleep and I didn't have heavy breathing. My chest wasn't heavy. I didn't feel like the world had read my diary. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have the heartbeat, the rapid heartbeat, or the sweaty palms. I didn't have these rapid thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Even the negatives. You know what I'm saying? I didn't. But within that process, this is what I want to share because this is what I think is very important. Within that, it was an inner voice. And please, don't play with me. Not that somebody was in the room with me or somebody was talking to me or anything like that. But it was just an inner voice that was basically telling me to process those feelings. Process your triggers. You know what I'm saying? You have to be able to be strong, to get back to you. You speak about this authentic you and your authentic self. Radiate that and shine. Don't limit yourself. You weren't built for limitations. You were here for a purpose. Things of those natures, of that nature was coming to my mind, right? And this is where, for me, it gets raw. I stopped and I listened and I succumbed to whatever that inner voice was, right? And I can only feel like, I think that that's the God in me, the creator, and the things that, the great things, the sacred geometry, and the things that he equipped me with, right? That was just, even the ancestors, however, whatever, spirit guides speaking through me. It wasn't no negative, but it was all positive and uplifting, right? I had to sit there and listen to that. Because I don't do enough of that on my own. You understand? I had to embrace it and ride with that. And like I said, I went to sleep with no anxiety after I had to ride that out. And it didn't take no 30 minutes, hour, whatever. But I want to say this. When I talk about shadow work, and then even if you follow my Instagram, that was it. That was a glimpse of it right there that I just shared with you. So for people that don't know what shadow work is, I was shadow working. So I had to go within myself and my self-thoughts that I was having. I had to process those. Keep all the good and get rid of the bad. You know what I'm saying? That was some shadow work. And, you know, as far as how my thoughts were processing and just going, you know, sometimes I always say, oh, that's the devil working. No, it's not the devil working. It's our lower self. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a yin and a yang, a positive and a negative, a higher consciousness and a lower consciousness. Once you learn to master them both at the same time, that's when you can master yourself, baby. And all I know is that I'm not a master of anything. I'm just a masterpiece trying to masterpiece. But I know if I get better with that, baby, whoop, there it is. You understand what I'm saying? We're not even supposed to be living with fear. We're not supposed to be living with negative thoughts. Those were so fed to us by society and television and everything else because you don't get taught that in the home. I don't care what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to fear our parents, stuff like that. Yeah, of course. But we fear so many things, how we look, how we speak, rejection of, hey, I want to be their friend, but they might not like me. You know, going through that throughout life, young or old, you know what I'm saying? We go through that. So, man, I'm glad that I went through that process, but I'm glad that I'm at an understanding to where, you know, especially with my spirituality and things of that nature and where I'm at and then just how I'm led to study and what to study, you know, it's just a flow thing. I don't know how I get on so many things, but I do. But being able to use those things as a tool to help pick me up out the mud, man, those are great things and great abundance. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just definitely want to share that. you know what I'm saying, with my listeners, because you guys don't know why I'm here. So now you guys know a little bit of why I'm here, why there's a Provoked Thought podcast, and how the things that I've experienced, I know would generally help people, young and old. And, you know, I just want to be able to do my due diligence. And, you know, I'll say this, podcasting is not easy. It takes great strength, especially when you come up with content like this. And I didn't leave, you know, as far as the topic go, I'm not scared to talk about nothing. We'd be so scared to talk about things. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm really not. I'm out here. I'm radiating and shining bright. And that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't want me to, you have no control over that. Feel me? Anyway, I always have to be smart somewhere. Smart mouth. But anyway, still again, always peace and love. I promise you that. You know what I'm saying? But man, at the end of the day, you know, when you come out the storm, you know what I'm saying? You won't be the same person you walked in the storm as, if that makes sense. So, you know, I'm forever changing. I'm forever evolving. I'm forever coming into the know and understanding of things. I'm forever learning. I'm forever teaching. I'm forever a student of life. I'm forever, like, you understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely want to be able to be an attribute. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, us as women, we go through a lot, and men too. I never want to leave you guys out. I'm going to have to find a male to get on here and be able to root for you brothers too. Because I don't think that I can ever do it in a fashion that you brothers can do it to lift y'all up. But, you know, we need that too, man. And so, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to be forget y'all and leave y'all out of the equation ever. So I'm going to figure that out too. But, yeah, I definitely want to share that. And I thought that would be great, being, like I said, not my last episode was with Charlene. And, you know, before we even got on the podcast, we spoke a little bit. And I just really thought that she was interesting. But I am going to be going through some more emails and, you know, seeing what other people would like to be an attribute and bring something to this podcast that's, you know, about peace, love, prosperity, love, light, spirituality, and just upliftment. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm always going to stay in that lane. I don't give a damn what's going on with anything else. I'm always going to stay in that lane because that's just what it is for me. And it feels good. It feels good to always be there and come from there. You understand? And I can't expect everybody to be like me. And I just have to understand that and respect that. You know what I'm saying? And there it is. So, you know, you understand at this point why I'm here. Now, if you listen to some other podcasts, it's not going to mainly be about this. But just know at the same time, I'm going to be able to touch on all kind of stuff. So I'm going to come with so many different things and have different guests and do different things and see how this thing blossoms. Because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. As far as a health tip, I'll just say this. I'm always adamant about this. CMOS, bladderwrack, and burdock in equal measures. I also prefer it with some dandelion root. That's separate. On a daily basis. Chlorophyll. What is it called? There's something else. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but, you know, I'll tell you on the next roundabout. But just keeping yourself healthy, your mind clear, your mind right. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to be down. You know what I'm saying? When you're down, you know what I'm saying? Find your purpose within, you know what I'm saying, in the dark. So that way when you come out, you know what I'm saying, you come out the dark, you radiate. No different than a plant in the dark. That's when all the transitioning and metamorphosis is happening. And then, you know, once you come see that plant the next day, it has a new leaf. So it's okay to stay in the dark. That's all about shadow work, the yin and yang, positive and negative, higher self and lower self. Stay in the dark. Get what you need from the dark. You know what I'm saying? And then come back out. Just don't never stay there. I know one thing about me. I never stay there. I be there sometime. And I have to because I love me. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be having to process things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not the type of person, and I'm so accustomed to dealing with so many things on my own, you know, as far as therapy, counseling, and stuff like that. I don't like to feed my money to these people with these pills, and they're man-made pills. I don't like to feed my money to these labels, therapists, counselors, and things of that nature, because they treat us, but when they go home, who's to say that their household is as happy as they're telling you to be? I just don't play those type of games. I'm just too real for that at this point. But, you know, self-help. I've always been the person that's always pulled myself, my own self, out of the mud. You know what I'm saying? And, at the end of the day, I think that that shows great resilience and strength. And that's something that I would want to pass on to somebody else in real life. So, you know, if that's what my purpose is and that's what I'm here to do, then so be it. What they say, so mote it be. You feel me? So, peace and love always. I'm going to end this podcast here. I'm not even going to think about it. I think I'm just going to go ahead and just release it without a thought. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can get hung up in your own self and it ain't perfect enough. And I made a mistake with this. Nah, I'm going to just put it out there. That's the kind of person I am. We all looking for perfection when nobody is perfect. Stop it. If you don't get up out of here with that. But anyway, yes, peace and love always. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope my story in some type of way can inspire and aspire. And I hope that you can look within yourself for your greatness and your resilience and your glow and your light. And you know what I'm saying? Your purpose and your strength. That's what I hope for you as well. So until next time, I'm ending this. Peace and love and many blessings.